In this next segment, I'm talking to my friend Shannon.
Yep, that's about right.
Me and Shannon were talking about some of her favorite shows and talked about anime. So here's when we switched gears and started talking about other shows. I was talking about a show called Crashed. It's on HBO, and it's directed by the same guy who did like Knocked Up and Freaks and Geeks, Judd Apatow. So yeah. That's kind of what, you know, I like the stuff he's done in the past. So I was like, you know, I'll check it out, even though it's got Pete Holmes, and I was not a fan of Pete Holmes before watching this. I always thought Pete Holmes was a bit of a dork, and I couldn't understand why he was funny. And then I watched it, and I'm wondering how much of this show is actually true to life, because it's supposed to be kind of like it's about Pete Holmes. It's his, he plays himself, a fictional version of himself, and he's in New York in current day time, mind you, but not like in the 40s and 50s, like Mrs. Maisel, but trying to do comedy, and he is being supported by his wife. And then and he doesn't have a job. She does. She's like a school teacher. And he comes home finding out that she was screwing one of the other teachers, the art teacher, for the elementary she works at. So, yeah. So they go through a divorce. And he, like, ends up having to couch surf on, like, other comedians' floors and couches and whatnot. So you see a lot of, like, Artie Lang and other New York comedians are in the show. So it's actually pretty good. I'm digging it so far. And then the last episode that I watched, he is I don't think he ever labeled himself as a Christian comic, but his comedy doesn't ever really go blue, doesn't ever go dirty. So he gets roped into doing a roast battle. That's what I was looking for. Roast battle. Ah. And he does the roast battle, and he ends up, and at the time that he's doing this roast battle, he has himself a new girlfriend, and he's been dating her for a while, and she's also a comedian, and she does the roast battle as well. And at one point, the two of them are going against each other. He goes, "I don't know if I can do this. I can't be mean to you." And she just lays it out on the floor and just kicks his ass. Because she knows all the dirty details of, you know, the things that other people will find hilarious. And he, like, totally takes it personal and, like, reacts. And everything he says is fucking brutal, too. And at the end of the set, they both go outside. And he basically says that he didn't want to do that with her. And... you know, and she's like, "It's all in fun, you know, you're supposed to do those things." And he goes, "Yeah, but I was just reacting to the things you were saying that were hurtful." She's like, "Wait a minute, so what you said was, like, legit, like, you were, that's how you felt?" And she's like, "Yeah." So they broke up.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And that was the end of that, that was the end of that season, too. So the new season's coming in, I think, this weekend, season 3. So... yeah, if you have HBO, check that show out. It's really funny, and there's a lot of stand up comedians that make appearances on the show that are really also very funny on the show as well as in their own sets. But yeah, it's Crashed. Yeah, and actually, while I was watching that show, I started like writing down ideas for jokes myself. So, and I looked online to find out where. If there's any local open mics, and I want to say there is ones in Bremerton, but I couldn't find them, so I'm gonna have to look again. So yeah.
Yeah, I started watching The Ranch on Netflix.
That's a good show.
Yeah, that's a pretty good show.
How far into it are you?
I'm enjoying that show. I think I'm almost done with season one and partially into season two.
Season 2 actually gets pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think that's when Cole becomes a dad, right? Or is going to become a dad?
I think I'm somewhere. He's not a dad yet, but...
the girl's pregnant.
Yeah. I haven't watched it in about a week, so...
Yeah. That's a cool show. I think they got like 6 seasons now, 5 seasons. So you got a bit to. I mean, there's only like I think there's only like 8 or 9 episodes per season, so it's not too bad. But yeah, it's a good show.
No, it goes pretty fast, but I've really been enjoying that.
Yeah.
So
the I think it's hilarious how they have like cameos from pretty much everybody on that 70s show.
Yeah. And I just started another new show the other day. I only watched the first 2 episodes, but I kind of hit my new fancy. It's called My Own Worst Enemy.
My Own Worst Enemy.
It's on Hulu.
Oh, okay. Is it a network show? Because it sounds familiar.
I don't think so.
Or is it like an exclusive to Hulu?
I think it's an FX show, actually.
Okay. So what's it about?
It's kind of a weird sort of demented love story between 2 really damaged, messed up people.
Oh, wow.
It's like a comedy, but not like laugh out loud comedy between, it's like a dark comedy.
It's one of those, I get that. I can identify with that. Yeah, no, that's fun. Okay,
Like sometimes it's laugh out loud funny, but it's dark comedy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've been. I also started watching the new season of The Orville too, which has been really good so far.
Yeah, I haven't started watching the new. I've been recording them, but I haven't started watching them yet. The new season.
Yeah. There's actually the chief of security, you meet her parents, I think, on episode 2. And her dad her dad is played by the doctor from Voyager.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're gonna have more Star Trek people making appearances on this season.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah. There's actually an episode on this new season about sex addiction, too, which I thought was interesting. I was like, what? Really? You know, I'm not going to say who it involves because I want you to watch it, but they basically, like, they Captain, can I take off early? You know, I need to go spend time with my partner and whatever else, and then they go into I don't remember what they call it, but they basically go into the holodeck. That's not what they call it, but that's what it is. And they start the program, and it's like this, one of them was like, you know, the person comes, someone comes to the door and the answer, and it's like some repair person, and he bends over to do some ratcheting, and yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, my eyes, I can never unsee this. Yeah. My goodness.
I was worried for a little while that they weren't going to renew it. And I was like, no, don't take it away.
It was such a good show. You know, I think the best meme in regards to the Orville is like, you know, fine, I'll create my own Star Trek and I'll have hookers and gambling.
That's right. It's like a fun Star Trek.
It's like the Star Trek when we didn't know we wanted, you know.
Yeah.
And it's what's even funnier is that, have you seen any of Discovery, Star Trek Discovery?
I started watching it and it became like a chore and I...
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt about it too, honestly. And I think I finished season 1. I think I got about 8 episodes in. I think there's probably more than that. But at one point, because it's on this CBS All Access and it's not on network television, there's not like any censorship. So there is a couple times I think somebody, you know, says the F word. The F-bomb, fuck it, whatever, you know, I think is what they said, or maybe it was like, this is fucked, or something to that effect, and I'm like, holy shit, they swore on Star Trek. Oh my god. I never thought I'd see the day where I'd see, I take that back. There was one of the Star Trek movies where Spock tries to swear, and it's really hilarious. It's like, listen to your grandpa try to be cool. But, But yeah, it was just, and then it was a way darker version of Star Trek. And I don't know. There's, I think this new season might be better only because they're introducing more characters that people care about. So at some point, I think we're going to see Spock. Yeah, I kind of feel the same way about it, to be honest. I was not impressed by it. And in fact, I think I said in a Star Trek room, I was like, you know, the Orville's a lot better than Discovery. And I'm surprised there was actually about half the people on there were like, yeah, man, the Orville's way cooler.
Discovery did not feel like Star Trek.
Right.
Dark, it was mean, it was nasty, it was
right.
The Federation people were dark and mean and nasty, and I was like, not the Star Trek world I know.
And the thing is like, and I don't think they intended to do this, maybe they did, I don't really know, but it very much had a J.J. Trek feel to it. And maybe that's what they were trying to do. They're trying to tie in the Discovery with the new movies. Or maybe they're going to try rebooting Star Trek again because the actor who plays Chekhov died after the last movie came out. So they can't really recast Chekhov without like upsetting people. And they said they weren't going to do that. So I think if anything, they're going to just reboot the entire Star Trek movie franchise again with a different cast. That's what I would do anyway. But what else? There's been a lot of new shows on TV and online. Hold on a second. Let me open my. I have this app on my phone that allows me to kind of keep track of the stuff I watch. So I get notifications. Hey, you got a new episode coming out tonight. It's like, oh, right on. I've been watching the new Charmed, which I actually enjoy.
I have not checked that out yet. I keep meaning to, and I just keep getting distracted.
Squirrel! Oh, and Project Blue Book on the History Channel has actually been pretty interesting. It's like, and I've, that's actually why I made the meme that I did. It's like, if X-Files and Ancient Aliens kind of like got together, that's what this show would be. It takes, you know.
Yeah, I started that. That's very cool. Very cool.
And The Masked Singers is a new one too, and I'm totally sucked into that show. Like,
yeah, that's been fun.
I'm. It's one of those shows that I wish I could just binge watch the whole thing. I'm just waiting, waiting 7 days to find out who the next person is. Is driving me bonkers. And I know we're not gonna find out who the peacock is until the very end, because he's a really good performer and he's a really good singer, and they're not gonna figure it out. I don't think they are, even though if you go to the website for the show, it shows like what people think, the audience thinks each person is, and like 70% of the people who have been voting online think that the peacock is Donny Osmond. And I totally agree with that. Yeah. Because, like, have you been watching that show?
I have been.
So did you catch the on the little video they show for the clues that he said that he was a teeny bopper?
No. I didn't watch the most recent episode.
Oh, okay, then you probably didn't see that. In the video, he says, and you know, when I was younger, I was a teeny bopper, and teeny bopper is a term that doesn't get used anymore. And that was totally a term used for pop singers back in the 70s if they were in their teens. So he was in a band with his family, and he and his sister were teenagers during that time, and then they had their own show. He was on all the teen magazines and Teen Beat and whatnot. So, and I have no idea who the lion is, or the alien, or the poodle, but they all have amazing voices. But season 2 of Siren starts next week. That's going to be cool. Have you seen that show?
I have not, no.
It's basically, it's a show that, I think it's filmed up in Canada, but it's supposed to take place here in Pacific Northwest. In fact, in like the first season, they mention a lot of towns in Kitsap County. But it's about mermaids. And it's not a Disney mermaid kind of show. It's a full-on sirens, like in the water. They're you know, they're vicious.
Yeah, they call the ships to the crash on the rock.
Yeah, yeah. And then the couple people in the first season who have heard this siren song have died because they went into the water looking for the sirens. So yeah, that's a cool show. If you've never watched it, check it. It's on a network called Freeform.
Oh, Freeform! I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, season one should be on demand if nothing else. Season two starts next week on the 24th. There's a new show on TV called FAM. It's FAM, like short for family, and think of a sitcom where the main character tells her fiance and her fiance's family that her parents are both dead. Well, you find out later in the first episode that her dad is not dead, but he is a bit of a con artist, and he's also a police detective.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a really funny show. It has, what's his name? God, I can't think of the guy's name right now. The guy who plays the dad, he is Gary Cole. He,
Oh, okay.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
Gary Cole is the boss from Office Space.
Yeah.
If they come in Saturday, that'd be great. Or he was the dad on the Brady Bunch movies. So,
yeah.
And then of course new episodes of Big Bang Theory. This is the last season for Big Bang Theory. They're ending it after this season, season 12.
I think it's time though.
Yeah. It's they're running out of steam clearly.
It's sad, but I think it's time.
Well, in the biggest thing is, like, who really cares about a bunch of nerds that are married?
Yeah.
It was way more entertaining when they weren't, you know, paired off with other people.
All good shows run their course, and they have a time when, like, they reach their end, and the Big Bang Theory, it was great, but it's reached its end.
You know, I think what they should do, because they already have one spinoff with Young Sheldon, which is a good show. I like it too. But I think Raj should have a spinoff series, so we can see how things go with him and his new fling.
I think that would be an awesome idea with his wife that he's getting married to.
Yeah.
Because they don't really know each other very well. And it's like an arranged marriage.
Yeah. I think that's hilarious. He finally gave in. He's like, I haven't been able to find anyone. Maybe I should let my parents go ahead and set me up with somebody.
I think it'd be cute to see Raj and his wife, like, as newlywed couple.
Yeah. That would be a good show, I think, honestly.
Yeah.
And I think his character is underdeveloped anyways. I mean, his character has improved over the last 10 years, but I think there's a lot to his character that could be improved on. You know, he's the only one who doesn't have a wife or kids. And, I mean, even Sheldon got married, and I would have thought he would have been the last one to get married, not Raj, but that's, you know.
I know.
Yeah. And then, I'm looking at the list of shows that still haven't been renewed, or maybe we're waiting for a release date. Like Lucifer is supposed to be coming back. It's going to be going on to Netflix. It's going to be happening sometime this year. fucking love that show. No release date. They get all the names of the episodes and the number of episodes, but there's no release date. It's a good show. Barry's a good show, too. It's on HBO. Looks like it got renewed. No release date yet. This is what it says here for the description of the show. Barry is a dark comedy about a depressed, low-rent hitman from the Midwest, lonely and dissatisfied with his life. He reluctantly travels to Los Angeles to execute a hit on an aspiring actor. Bayer follows his mark into an acting class and ends up finding an accepting community in a group of eager hopefuls within the L.A. theater scene. He wants to start a new life as an actor, but his criminal past won't let him walk away. Can he find a way to balance both worlds? It's actually a really funny show.
I watched a few episodes of that while I had free HBO for the weekend. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that show Speechless?
Yes, I like that show.
Yeah, you know what's really funny is that show actually reminds me of a guy I knew in school. And pretty much we went to the same school growing up from all the way back to like first grade, I think even. First grade up until high school, we were in a lot of the same classes. And he was like the kid in the chair. And he had, in the early days of school, he had, instead of a laser pointer, because they didn't have those in the early 80s, he had a wooden dowel, like, attached to his forehead, and he would point it at a board like the kid on the show has with this wooden dowel. So he's, like, taking this wooden dowel and moving his head and, like, pointing at words and tapping the board with it. And by the time middle school happened, I don't know if it was his dad or who did it, but somebody built him a custom-made computer that he was allowed to. He had these paddles on the side of his head that would allow him to do like Morse code. So he knew how to do Morse code, and he would tap out the things he wanted to say, and then when he would stop tapping, it would figure out what it is he tapped out, and then say those words. And then in high school, he got a more advanced version of the same thing that he had like a computer screen that showed him all the different words. And he was able to, instead of using Morse code, he would just, it was like a grid pattern. It was like a, think of like a battleship. And he would like,
yeah,
do like, you know, A3, and that would do that word, you know, B7, that kind of thing. But yeah, that show's awesome. I dig it. I don't know. I don't remember if my friend, if his parents were anything like the kid's parents on the show, as far as like the mom. But they were both nice people. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
Another show I recently got into watching, and I'm a latecomer to the show, is the show Mom. Have you seen that one?
I've never watched that show.
It's basically about a mother and daughter who are in AA. So it's about them and their lives and the chaos that happens being in recovery and stuff. My sister told me about this show years ago, and I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. It's like, I don't know if I really want to watch things that I've actually lived. So, you know, but I started watching it, and it's actually pretty interesting. The current season is... She's dating a guy who's a paraplegic. He's in a wheelchair, and he runs a bar.
Yeah, I've been hesitant to watch it, having, like, you know, a dad who's in AA and
right.
Like family members who are alcoholics and stuff. I've been kind of like, don't know.
I think the show was written for people like us who are, you know, probably should be an Al-Anon of some sort, but my sister actually likes it, and she's a 12-stepper herself, so, and she actually told me I should check it out, and I was like, all right, I'll think about that. But yeah, I was kind of where you were. It's like, I don't know if I want to watch that, because I know what the show's about. I don't really care. But I watched an episode on, it was a rerun on Nick at Night, and I was like, this show's actually really funny. And,
okay.
And it pokes fun at all the things that we have experienced growing up and going, yeah, that's a thing. So, yeah, you check out a few episodes or at least a episode and then figure out if it's you know, worth investing in or not. I enjoy it. I watch it. I actually have it. I have it set to record on the DVR now, so I've been watching the current season. And anytime it shows up on like on reruns, I'll watch whatever episodes are on TV at the time, because they'll have like three or four in a row, and I'll watch all of them just because the show's hilarious.
I'll give it a chance then.
Well, the big thing is the people who created it are also the same people that did Two and a Half Men and Big Bang Theory. So. So there's a level of competency when it comes to writing and stuff on that show. another good show, which always gives me a good cry, is The Good Doctor.
I don't watch it.
Have you seen it, though?
I have seen it, yeah.
Was it rough for you to watch?
It was difficult.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, it's a good show, but it always makes me cry every single time I watch it. And there's always some sort of heartbreaking thing that happens to the kid or to like his mentor or somebody else in the show, or just like at the end of the episode like this. So yeah.
I was torn because on one hand it's really well done. On another hand, parts of it I don't like because I'm autistic.
Right.
And so there are times where I get really frustrated with the way they portray the autism.
Right.
That are like misconceptions and like...
Do you think he's too much like Rain Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was with it too. He's like, he kind of does the whole like hands and like rocking back and forth kind of thing when he's all frustrated and he's kind of stares off into the distance. Yeah,
The way he talks a lot of times, he talks like very like
robotic,
mentally challenged.
Yeah,
like
everything ends with a question like this.
Like he's slow. Like he doesn't like he's mentally challenged.
Right.
Like,
and you know that's unfortunately that's the way that most people think of people with autism, is they're like Rain Man who's clearly not as functioning as other people. You have autism. You told me you've had autism, and I always forget that you have it because I don't think of you as having autism because you're very high functioning as far as that goes. But
and I guess that's the part that I get frustrated with, is the portrayal of when the like mentally challenged behavior aspect of it.
Right.
Because a lot of times I see him for acting like he's mentally challenged in his life.
Yeah. Well, the thing is there are people who are autistic who are his level of autism too. I mean,
that's true.
And I think that's, you know, that's when you hear the word autistic, that's where people go, is that type of character. People don't think about it, but I think there's a possibility that Sheldon Cooper is autistic.
And actually, Sheldon Cooper is considered one of those characters.
Yeah. Well, I've heard people say that they don't like that show because all the jokes are at his expense and they don't like it because he's clearly autistic and that's just not cool. I was like, okay, I can see where you're coming from on that. But at the same time, they make fun of other people on the show too that aren't don't appear to be on the spectrum. But he's just the most popular character for whatever reason. I don't honestly, dude. I think the show could go without Sheldon. I think if he left the show, they could introduce a different character who's similar but not the same, and the show could continue if the other actors wanted to continue doing the show. Have Amy and Sheldon move to Texas, and that be the end of their storyline.
You know, I like The Good Doctor, though, because it's like a step in the right direction for autistic characters.
Yeah.
But it's still that kind of...
That stereotype.
Like, mentally challenged portrayal.
Yeah.
With the way he talks and behaves on a personal level.
Right.
But it's good that they show someone, you know, a surgeon.
Right.
Yeah.
He's able to get to that point in his life where he's, you know, in education even, and he was able to go to become a surgeon in school and stuff. I would have been curious as to seeing that part of his life, him going to school.
Yeah.
I think that would have been like, more interesting than him being on the job.
That's a huge step forward. But the fact that he still, though, behaves like, I don't know, really bothers me.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. I mean, there's times where I'm watching it and I'm like, yeah, that's okay. Really? But let's see what else. What other shows I've been watching? The Good Place, which is a funny show. Have you seen that at all?
I didn't really like that show. I know, Oscar, it's terrible. I didn't really like the show.
You didn't like the show at all? Or just you only watch like the first episode, or what did you watch?
I watched until the giant hole showed up to hell or whatever.
So like the first season, like the first two or three episodes.
Yeah, no, I watched till like halfway through the first season when the floor caved in with the giant hole.
Oh right, yeah, that's in the first three or four episodes, yeah.
And then I was like, I'm just not.
It actually picks up right after that. But I can totally see why. It's just like, this is stupid.
Spoiler alert.
You find out, I think, at the end of season one, maybe the beginning of season two, that where they are is not really the good place. It's the bad place. And all the shit that's happening to them is because they're in the bad place. And like, Ted Danson's character is a demon, not an angel. And
really?
Yeah. And he feels bad for them having to, you know, be in the bad place in this fake good place, and tries to help them get to the real good place.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they find out he's fucking with him. it gets really good. Towards the end of season one, and season two is basically one long, you know, they're running from the bad place. They're trying to escape and trying to get either back to the real world or find a way into the actual good place. And they're on their third season right now, I think, and season four is probably going to start here in the next. When is it? Does it have a release date? I think they're in season three right now. I think I should mark those as watched, because the next episode on season three is the 13th episode, so yeah, I haven't watched that one yet. But yeah, it's a good show. You should check it out. You don't have to go back and watch all the old episodes. You can just, you know, at least start at the beginning of season three. I'm sure there's a recap at the beginning for season two.
Yeah.
And it's worth watching. But the thing that I thought was hilarious about season one was like all the curse words. This is bull chips.
Yeah, I did like that, where they kept changing the curse word.
You mean I can't? And I can't remember what it was. I was like, you mean I can't say this? And he's yeah, it was so funny. Yeah, I think initially the there was a couple of characters that bothered me just because of their level of intelligence was just like, what's going on with this character? Like Jason was like exceedingly stupid. And I was like, I don't know of anybody who's that dumb. But you find out he's from Florida. I was like, oh, that explains it. But yeah, that show's actually pretty good once you get past those first few episodes. And then And then, oh man, the other was it last week or whatever that I did the video thing on the podcast page where I was doing like the group watch or whatever they call those things. And you're like, you're gonna watch this? I'm like, yeah, it should be entertaining. And then you probably missed me too. That show is fucking stupid.
You were watching Firefly.
Yeah. Well, I knew people that follow the page probably would dig it. I don't really care for it one way or another, but and I did the same thing with Buffy, and I hate Buffy too. I actually dislike Buffy more than I dislike Firefly.
I can stand Buffy because I don't know, it's so bad, it's funny, but. Firefly.
Maybe that's why people like it. I don't know. There's a lot of people who generally like the show because they think the humor in it is good, and I'm clearly not the target demographic for that show because I did not like the show. If I had to watch anything Buffy the Vampire Slayer, it would be the original movie. That was hilarious. But
Buffy's like bad good. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Like
it's like.
Like Sharknado, really good. Like Sharknado good?
Yeah, like Sharknado good. Firefly is just bad, bad.
Well, like I've said before, that's one of those shows that if you can get past like the first handful of episodes, it actually starts to get a little bit more tolerable and enjoyable. So, and that's actually, most people don't know this, but when it was aired on TV, they started with episode 5. They skipped those first 4 episodes. And I was like, maybe there's the reason why they skipped those first 4 episodes. And then
I can't even get past the opening credits.
Really? It's that bad, huh?
I just want to break my TV and throw it out the window.
This show sucks! What's wrong with you, Joss Whedon? And when I heard that Joss Whedon was doing the Avengers movie, I was like, oh, great. He's going to completely fuck up that movie. And that movie actually ended up being probably one of the best MCU movies ever. And I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe he just does better with other people's IP. Because I don't like anything he's done, you know. Same thing with J.J. Abrams. I hated the fucking Cloverfield movie. That movie was just terrible. Fucking stupid. And then he does, like, Star Trek and Star Wars, and both I liked. So, who knows. Oh, and the other thing he's known for is the show Lost.
I loved Lost.
I watched like 5 episodes of that, and I was like, this is really stupid. I've seen this before. It's called Gilligan's Island.
Oh, no. Lost is way worse than Gilligan's Island. It made absolutely no sense.
Maybe that's why I didn't like it, because it made no sense. I remember...
It made no sense at all.
My mom watched that show, and she would always tell me about the last episode, because she's like, you should get back into watching. I was like, yeah, I'm good, Mom. And she's like... So this last episode I watched, there's a polar bear on a tropical island. I was like, what the fuck?
It was great.
I was like, wait a minute, there's a polar bear on this island? I was like, yeah. I was like,
they would just randomly come up with shit and be like, let's just throw this in there. And
yeah.
Then like they would never solve any of the mysteries, and they would just start with the new mystery.
How stoned? How stoned were the writers for that show? You know what we need for this next episode? A polar bear. It will drive everyone who watches it fucking bonkers because they won't know why or how that happened. It won't make any sense.
Well, you know what? I can't figure out where to go with this storyline anymore. So let's just start a new storyline and abandon this one.
Really?
That's what they did.
Oh my god, that's funny. I've like I said, I didn't watch more than the first 5 episodes, and I was so confused. I was like, "This is stupid. I'm not gonna watch anymore." And then I hear about the show's ending, and the season finale is gonna be this epic ending. and then I hear everybody go, "What the fuck?"
It was was the worst ending of the show ever. You're expecting them to solve everything and tie everything up, and they just are like, well, you know what? Everybody died in the plane crash in the first place, and you've all been dead anyways all along.
And it was...
That's that.
And they could have, I think it was, wasn't it seen elsewhere that the whole storyline for the show was in the mind of a little kid?
Yeah, something like that.
They should have done something like that. At least that would have been like, oh, okay. That explains why there's a polar bear in the middle of a tropical island. It was just some little kid's, you know, fever dream or whatever. Fucking stupid, man. I don't get it. But, yeah. And then J.J. Abrams did another show. It was kind of like X-Files. What was the name of that show? Fringe, I think. Wasn't it The Fringe?
I never saw Fringe.
But yeah, I watched like the first two episodes of that. I was like, okay, this is clearly a ripoff of the X-Files. I don't want to watch this. And it's not even a good ripoff. It's a terrible fucking story. It was the worst parts of X-Files they made into this show. Yeah. When X-Files became a Creature of the Week show, that's when I stopped watching it. I stopped doing the alien storyline and started doing Creature of the Week. You know, just random fucking weird creatures or, you know, psychotic people. I don't know if you can hear that, but they're working on the house, and they were done for a while, and I thought they were done for good. Figured I'd record. And now they're finishing up whatever they're doing, I think. Hopefully that's what they're doing. They're finishing up. They're replacing one of the windows. It, yeah. One of the windows that got broken out at the end of last year. But yeah. It's yeah. But let's see what else here. Well, the last season of Gotham has been pretty good. They're basically pulling all the bad guys out of Batman's Rogues Gallery, and you know, let's see. Wow. I'm looking at all the shows on this list. I'm trying to see if any of these are recent shows or if these are all like other. I think I watched all of that. Like the Fuller House show, which is the sequel to Full House. I actually enjoy the show. Pretty good. I watched all that. I'm looking forward to Preacher coming back. Did you ever watch Preacher?
Yes, I watched Preacher. Love that show.
How far into it did you get, or did you watch the whole series?
I have not watched last season yet. I do have to watch last season.
Did you see when they figured out who God was, and then now they're looking for where he disappeared to?
Yes. Last season I have not seen. So.
Okay. Well, you see more of God in the last season. But when they first figured out that God was that gimp in the dog latex dog costume, that was funny. What's really funny is the guy in the dog costume is actually, kind of known. He's been on like talk shows. This guy lives as a dog in this latex costume. Yeah, just think about that for a second. There's a person who actually walks around in that costume on a daily basis. Not for show, not for being on TV or in a movie. He does this in his actual life.
Oh my.
Where's the Dalmatian latex costume?
Oh dear.
Yeah. Interesting. And it was, I don't remember what show.
Oh,
I think
it's an interesting show.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember where I even saw that guy. I think it was on like a Ricky Lake or some shit. You know, it was maybe it was Springer. I don't remember. It was a talk show similar to that, and they were basically had all these dominatrix type people and S&M people, and this was one of the people. This was one of the guests that was on the show. This dominatrix person. I think it was a woman. May have been a dude. I don't know. And this dog.
Probably Maury Povich.
You know what? It's probably Maury. Yeah. Because that's something he would totally have on his show. But yeah. We've been talking for an hour and 10 minutes.
Well, TV is important.
TV's entertaining too, you know? And let me ask you this. When was the last time you watched a show that you thought was absolutely stupid And then he was like, no, I don't really want to watch anymore. And he ended up watching 3 or 4 episodes beyond that, just hoping it was going to get better, and it never did.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of one myself. I was like, that's it. I honestly, I think probably the one that comes to mind, not recently anyway, is Firefly. I was hoping the show was going to get better. Everyone loves this fucking show. Oh, my God. There's all these, the fans are called Brown Coats. They're all, you know, they love Nathan Fillion and they love this show. And all right, I'll check it out. I didn't see it when it was on TV because, you know, I was into other things at the time. And it just, there wasn't enough time in the day for me to watch those that I wanted to watch and this other show. Plus, I saw the movie, and I was hoping that watching the show would you know, maybe fill in the blanks for when I saw the movie. And I thought the movie was not, it wasn't fantastic, but it wasn't like absolute shit either. It was kind of mediocre at best. So I watched the show, and the first 3 times I tried to watch the show, I fell asleep every single time. Just pass out. You know? And then, and it would usually be about maybe 3 or 4 episodes in, I'd fall asleep. And it's just like, oh man, I'm starting to get tired. I'm starting to get sleepy. This show isn't that good. And I said that to one of my friends who was like, man, you should watch the show. And I'm like, dude, every time I start watching Firefly, I fall asleep. What about it is so interesting to you that you thought I would like it? I don't know, man. It's just a good show. I think, you know, you like science fiction and, you know, those types of things. You totally dig it. All right. So, try it again. Fell asleep at the same time. Like I said, the first 3 times I tried watching it, I fell asleep. And then I was like, you know what? Because I seem to fall asleep within the first 4 episodes, let me skip those 4 and watch 5 and see if it, you know, if it piques my interest, or at least I'm able to stay awake for the rest of the season, the only season. And I did. I was able to watch it, but it was those first 4 episodes that sucked so hard that I fell asleep. And I know that people listening to the podcast have heard me say this before, and I'm sorry that this offends you. If it does, I'm sorry. I just don't get it. I don't understand why people love the show as much as they do. It is, when you finally get past those boring bits, it's entertaining, but I don't see it as Star Wars or Star Trek level excitement. You know the fandom I don't get. I just don't get it.
I don't get it.
Well, luckily, I mean, it's been what, 18 years since the show went off the air, and I've been to a number of conventions over the past, you know, 10 years, and in the more recent years, I haven't seen as many Brown Coats as I used to when they were actively trying to resurrect the show. You know, there was always people at conventions dressed like Mal and the rest of the cast. And yeah, exactly. Oh dear, yeah. And it's also kind of an offshoot of the steampunk thing. And I'm like, okay.
It's like steampunk western / space station kind of mixed into one, and it's gonna strangle them all.
And the most I could get from watching the show is that the captain of Firefly was basically Han Solo on a different ship.
In a trench coat.
Yeah, in a brown trench coat instead of a bomber jacket. And that's the difference. Other than that, they're basically the same guy, the same character.
And I just want to kick him out the airlock.
And I started referring to him as Han 2.0. And all the brown clothes are like, oh no, he's totally different than Han Solo. I was like, no, he's not. He's not. He's younger than Harrison Ford, but he looks just like Han Solo. I think it was In Jedi is the one where he's wearing brown. He looks like Han Solo from Return of the Jedi. So
far less smooth though than Han Solo.
I will say this: Nathan Fillion is a great actor. It's not his fault the show sucked.
No, it's not Nathan Fillion.
I've seen him in other things that I really enjoy. Like Castle was really good. his new show, The Rookie, is really good. But yeah, I just don't really care. Firefly sucks. Sorry, not sorry. Yeah.
I have been trying to watch Star Trek Enterprise.
You're having a rough time of it, huh?
It's terrible. I love Star Trek. I like all the original Next Generation, Voyager, Deep Space Nine was a little, but after I got into it, it was pretty good. But this Enterprise, I keep watching it, and I keep watching the episodes, but it's not getting any better.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I kind of gave up after watching, like, I think 10 episodes. And I was like, okay, this isn't getting any better. I want to give it a chance because I like Scott Bakula. He's awesome. I like him in everything else he's done.
Quantum Leap was awesome.
Yeah, and I think pretty much all the other actors on the show were good for what they were, but the show itself, I don't know, there was something about... It's supposed to be 100 years before Kirk and his ship, and all the technology looks newer than Kirk and his ship. And they explain that in the very last episode, on the very last scene. It explains everything. And at the same time, it's like, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm trying to get to, it's been like 2 years that I keep trying it, and I have it on Netflix, and I watch a few episodes.
Honestly, just skip to the last episode of the series finale. Watch it. Just watch that, and then maybe you can go back and rewatch the rest of the season, or the rest of the series, because at least then you have an idea of why things look the way they do. I'm not gonna tell you. I'm not gonna tell you why.
Don't tell me.
But watch that last episode of the series, the very last episode. Watch it all the way through to the very end, and then everything else makes sense.
It's only 4 seasons long, and I feel like it's my duty as like a Star Trek person to watch this series.
Right, that's kind of how I was about all of them. I really enjoyed Next Generation. I was aware of the original series, but I only saw a handful of episodes on reruns, and I've seen all the movies. And I liked Deep Space Nine, kind of. I mean, it really got good when Worf moved off of the Enterprise and onto Deep Space Nine, and they got their own little ship, and they were able to, like, cruise around the galaxy on that little ship.
It took a little while for Deep Space Nine to pick up. It picks up after a little while.
Well, when they had the war with the Dominion, that's when it really got good. So
yeah, it definitely picks up though, you know.
And Voyager, I don't know. It was one of those. I watched it for Seven of Nine because I thought she was really attractive. I didn't really care one way or another for the rest of the cast, but But, yeah, it just, there were things about it that I was like, really, come on. It's the first female captain on Star Trek, you know, and that's supposed to be cool, but I thought it was just, like, pandering. I thought it was kind of dumb. It's the only Starfleet ship ever to have a full kitchen.
Yeah.
Every other ship in that universe has replicators in everybody's room. And even at the bar, they have replicators for things. Voyager is the only one that has a full kitchen and a chef. And I can't help but think that the reason why is because there's a female captain and the ship is named after a minivan. You know? Just, come on. Really? Do we really need a kitchen? Do we really need an actual chef? Is the show going to be that boring without it? Because it felt like a futuristic version of the Love Boat is what it felt like to me watching that show.
That's true. But I like the premise behind Voyager, how they were in like a totally unknown place and they were...
It was like the original series. Like, they were lost in space, basically.
they were cut off in like an unknown area and like cut off from everyone else.
Yeah. And the thing is, and I've actually heard people say this, is like, it's basically, what if Star Trek and Lost in Space had a baby? It's Voyager.
Yeah, that's true.
And although I think Voyager was way more entertaining than Lost in Space, at least the original series anyway. But yeah, I don't know. It was all right. It wasn't my favorite Star Trek. It was certainly better than Discovery.
Oh God, yeah.
I think my biggest problem with Discovery is the fact that it really comes down to subtitles. The Klingons do not need to speak Klingonese in every fucking episode they're in. Why they can speak English? I don't need to have a translator on the bottom of my screen to know what they're fucking saying. You can have them speak English. And I just know that in their world, they're speaking Klingon.
Okay. My opinion on subtitle TV. I like to do things while I watch TV. Other things. I like to, like, do other activities while I watch TV.
Me too.
If something is always subtitled, I cannot do things while I watch TV.
Right. Maybe that's what my problem is.
Me about subtitles.
Maybe that's my issue, is because I'm very ADD when it comes to, and not always. Sometimes I really get sucked into a show, and that's the only thing I'm doing for that amount of time. But there's some times where like a show gets kind of boring, and I'm not as invested in what's currently happening on TV. So I start like checking Facebook or, you know, playing a video game, you know, that kind of thing.
I am fully invested in the shows, but I am up and down. I'm never sitting for the full length of the show. I'm moving around. I'm doing lots of other stuff. And I don't always sit there staring at the TV doing nothing.
Right.
I do sometimes. And when I am, I'm happy to watch subtitles. But most of the time, I have other things going on.
Right. You know, and it's like there are movies that I've seen that had subtitles. I'm like, oh man, when this comes out on DVD, it better have a dub. Like Pan's Labyrinth looked amazing. I had no idea what was going on throughout the movie because the words came up so quickly and disappeared so quickly. I had no idea what was being said. Everything was in Spanish. It looked cool. No clue. You ever see that movie, Pan's Labyrinth?
I own that movie, actually. I love that movie.
I was so disappointed that it didn't come with an English dub. I rented it when it came out, hoping there was going to be an English dub. No.
It's actually a very sad movie.
Yeah, I kind of figured, because there's just a few scenes where, you know, looks like some pretty heavy shit's going down, but I don't know what was being said.
It's super depressing movie at the end.
Yeah.
But it's a really good movie.
Yeah. Well, don't you find out that the whole thing was like in the mind of the little girl at the end or something?
No, it's not. But the little girl gets shot and killed.
Well, yeah, but the whole thing, she gets shot at the beginning of the movie, right?
No, at the end.
Oh, at the very end. Okay. I was thinking that like the whole thing comes from her like having this imagination and you know, the beginning of the movie is the end of the movie as well. It just kind of goes back to the beginning, and you see what happens. Yeah, I need to rewatch that movie, I think, because I thought that it was just that. And you see her getting hurt at the beginning of the movie, and then, of course, she gets up and moves around afterwards. But I thought it was one of those situations where...
I don't remember. I need to rewatch that movie myself.
I was thinking that...
I don't remember her getting hurt in the beginning.
I always thought that the movie was, the things that happen in the movie are like her imagination kind of creating all this stuff as she's dying.
I don't remember her getting hurt. Maybe I need to rewatch that movie.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.